I'm Matt Olson, one of the two hosts of Can You Get to That?
Hey, I'm Caitlin Best, your other co-host.
Welcome to the show this week. Today's a very special day, Caitlin. Do you know why?
It's Tuesday.
They announced the winners of the MacArthur Genius Grant.
Oh, did they?
Award this year, or the recipients of the grants this year.
Who are the winners?
Okay.
Is it you? Are you a winner?
Brace yourself.
Okay.
Brace yourself.
Okay.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Uh-huh.
I think that shouldn't really come as a surprise to anybody.
Uh-huh.
Bam Margera.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a bit of a dark horse candidate there, but I can see that.
A little bit of a dark horse candidate.
A real, you know, a genius for the modern era, I would say.
Also on the list, Bob Burnquist. Not Tony Hawk, but his son, Riley.
His son, Riley Hawk?
Riley Hawk,
what
yes.
does Riley Hawk do?
He's also a skater.
Well, I mean, Tony Hawk's getting old.
Also, Lil Wayne.
Oh, I saw that one coming.
Jesus Christ, you're coming in real hot.
I'm sorry
you're
about that.
Real excited.
I'm sorry.
About Lil Wayne
I'm sorry. There. I predicted that.
Just lean back.
I predicted that.
I know. Wayne doesn't say lean back, right? No, he doesn't.
That's a different rapper completely.
It's a completely different rapper, but I'm also trying to think if that's... I'm not confused about the rap songs here. I'm trying to figure out if that's Wayne's lifestyle.
What?
Does Wheezy lean
Leaning back?
He drinks lean a lot, right? Isn't that a thing?
I mean, I think he leans forward.
Does he just lean in every direction? Kind of like a like one of
he's
those...
A he's a genius now. He leans into the future. That's what
oh,
he's
right,
all about.
Yeah. You know, he's really going to do a lot with that, like, $500,000 parsed out over 5 years. It's really going to make a difference in his life.
I mean, he hasn't put out a new album in a few years.
I guess that's true.
But, you know, we all saw it coming. Anybody who follows Wayne's career, like, knew that was coming.
Yeah. First there's a milli, and now it's, I think it's... 625,000. I don't know what kind of rhyme or hook he's gonna make out of that one, but
so
this week
we're getting to something very very near and dear to my heart and yours also.
Yes, I want to clarify, Ta-Nehisi Coates did win the MacArthur Grant, but I was more trying to list characters in Tony Hawk video games,
right?
Or playable skaters. Okay.
You can say characters.
You can play as Lil Wayne in the new Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5, which came out today.
The other reason why today is a very special day.
Well, so Tony Hawk Pro Skater, that's the topic for the week. And it was suggested to us by my brother, Carl, who, if I had to guess, I don't think he knew that there was a Tony Hawk game coming out today.
Maybe he did.
So it's just...
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Either way, though, thank you, Carl. And if you're excited about this game, my brother, I'm sorry. The verdict is in within 24 hours of it coming out, and it's real, real bad. Caitlin and I just watched some videos. I spent like the last half hour before the podcast watching videos of people playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5.
Just falling through levels.
Yeah. Can you paint a brief word picture of 10 seconds in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 for listeners?
Well, apparently, not that I've played it, but apparently, if it's the first 10 seconds you're playing, you're not even gonna see the game because the Activision logo is gonna freeze.
I think that might just be an Xbox problem.
In any case, yeah, just super duper bad apparently, which is pretty disappointing to me. You know,
so
there's.
I'm gonna list some band names you might have a soft spot for in your heart. I know.
Okay.
This one's real easy. I know you're gonna go fucking wild for this one, Caitlin.
You don't know me.
Rage Against the Machine.
Are they in that game?
No. This is
Rage
just,
Against the Machine. Yeah, I love.
These are the greatest hits of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 through 4. As
was
far
there
as
a
I'm
Rage
concerned.
Against the Machine song in a Tony Hawk game? Which game?
Two. In two, there
oh,
was,
that was the one with the best soundtrack.
Huh?
That was the best soundtrack.
Just because it had Killing in the Name?
No, I just remember it being a super solid soundtrack. Okay. It had, is that the one that had Amoeba? That song?
Who does Amoeba?
I don't know. I think I don't know any of their songs. That's...
Yo, it had Papa Roach. I know Tony Hawk First Character had some Papa Roach on it. Goldfinger. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Superman from the first one. De La Soul. Tony Hawk First Character 4. Classic. TNT by AC/DC. The only AC/DC song I care to listen to ever.
Why? Just because of Tony Hawk?
Because I hate AC/DC.
No,
I think they're
fine.
Trash.
I think that's fine, but is it because of Tony Hawk?
Yeah, because I had a lot of fun flipping and grinding to that song.
Which is the... is it 2 that has the Motorhead song?
Oh, God. Maybe. 2's the best one.
Come on. You know the Motorhead song I'm talking
2
about.
Two is like on Metacritic, it's like the second highest rated game of all time below Ocarina of Time or something. It's way up there. Everybody loves Pro Skater 2. Everybody loves it.
Do you think what's the dude's name for Motorhead?
Lemmy.
You know he wrote an advice column for a while?
No, I didn't.
Apparently I forget the magazine or whatever that he wrote for, but apparently he gave pretty good advice. So there's that.
Motor enthusiast.
All right.
Motorheads.
Shall we?
I just want to get something out here though.
Okay.
Today, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 came out, and whether or not it's a good game, which it's not, evidently, it's not a good game. It doesn't have Bob Burnquist in it, which is my first big no-no.
He's my guy.
That's why 3 is a lesser game, because it's one of the first 4 that doesn't have Burnquist. He's my character.
Yeah,
he's my dude.
He's my guy, too.
Hey,
you know,
a little soft high
imaginary
five.
Imaginary quiet high there five. He was in an episode of MTV Cribs, and it was the first, like, maybe only episode of MTV Cribs where it was just like, oh, here's like a nice guy with a... with a cool house and like a nice family.
He's a very regular
and
dude.
And he's got food in his fridge.
He did probably have you have to tell me, and don't lie.
Uh-huh.
Did he have a walk-in closet full of bucket hats?
He had a half pipe in his backyard.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
But this is number 5, and it's like... the 13th or 14th Tony Hawk game?
Yeah, how the fuck did that happen?
Okay, it would be one thing if they were saying, oh, after 4 we had, what was it?
Tony Hawk Underground. Tony Hawk Underground 2.
And then they had American Wasteland. But after that one...
what was in between?
They released... no, that was... so that was, that was 5, that 6, 7. And then they released Project 8. So it's not like they really ever gave up the numbering. They just want you to forget that the last chunk of Tony Hawk games has been total shit.
Right, they're trying to erase it, but then they made a whoopsie because they made another bad game. Do you think they're just gonna retcon this game in the next game?
Did you ever play the ones with the fucking shitty motion controller skateboard?
No, I never did. I was about to ask you that.
I tried it once. I was at a video game convention. You could borrow literally any game out of their stacks.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, oh, give us the shitty Tony Hawk game, please. Uh-huh. Thank you. And it was real bad.
How did you... I'm just trying to conceptualize how this would work. How do you do a kickflip with a motion-sensing skateboard?
I want to say it was something as dumb as, like, you would lean to one side and, like, just kind of kick the board. Like, flick it with
your
other
step
foot.
Off the board and kick it with your foot.
Well, you step off the board and you kick it into a wall, hoping that the controller breaks and you never have to play this shitty game again. Okay.
But yeah,
speaking of shitty games we never want to play again.
This one. This game. Okay, I'm going to...
last
gonna...
point. Because
Jesus fucking Christ.
Last fucking point. I did do a little peek at the Tony Hawk's series page before we started this, the wiki article for it, and I want to clarify the rules. If we get 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, we'll even include the shitty one, if we get to any of the Pro Skater games,
Tony Hawk Pro Skater,
or the Tony Hawk's series page, we've gotten there, because anything past that is just like fucking, like, yeah, it's a couple more clicks, so fuck it.
But if we get to Tony Hawk's Underground 2, that does not count.
That does not count.
We need another click after that.
That does not count. That game has too much Bam Margera talking in it to count.
God, you know, I played that game recently. I was like home at my parents' house, and I saw that game on the shelf and I was like, oh, I remember that being a fun game. And so I took it home with me and lo and behold, it's actually like pretty bad. Because it was the one that was Tony versus Bam, which is fucking stupid. But then the whole game just looks like a goddamn children's cartoon. And it's like everything in the game is like, this is a game that's for children, like explicitly.
Mm.
Like the aesthetic of it is not meant to appeal to grown-ups at all.
I don't remember. I don't even know if I played 2. I think I played Thug. Singular.
Tony Hawk's Underground was like, okay.
But I want to say, I took a peek at the Tony Hawk series page, and there is literally a subheading called Series Decline.
Ah.
Like, it's not like this page is maintained by people who are just Tony Hawk's apologists.
This is
it. Who are like, Ride was a great game. It revolutionized motion gaming.
This proves the impartiality of Wikipedia once and for all.
Once and for all.
Okay, random article.
Random article. Let's go. This sounds like a skate thing. Interface position. Oh shit.
Yeah, it's totally a sick grab you can do. It's a vert trick.
What is it actually?
No, it's actually the interface position is a concept in second language acquisition that describes
the
various possible theoretical relationships between implicit and explicit knowledge in the mind of a second language learner.
So this is like right up your alley.
Except not really. I never learned anything about second language acquisition. Oh. It's like near my alley. It's like a...
You've acquired multiple languages,
I've acquired a couple. I've picked them up, you know.
I took classes to acquire a second language.
Didn't work.
Well, I mean, try to... Right now on the podcast, try to have a simple... a year one Spanish conversation with me. Let's go.
Matt, ¿cómo estás?
Estoy bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, bien. ¿Cómo fue tu día hoy?
Pues
good.
Pues me llamo Mateo y me gusta jamón.
Ah, bueno.
Oh. Is it así?
Así, yeah.
Is that
that means like eh.
That's, I mean, that, you know, that sums up the last 4 months. So you know, I can apparently speak, like, I've been saying in English for the past 4 months is like, I'm okay. So I can speak pretty good Spanish for Matt Olson right now. Just, así,
you know, here's the fucking trick to a foreign language. The trick to conning anyone into thinking you know a foreign language. First of all, you have to, like, get the accent down pretty good, obviously. But the key is those words like, well, or or...
I will say
you have to have those words down, and you have one of those words.
I will say I pulled pues.
Yeah, that's out of good. The fucking, that's hot.
Out of the fucking ether.
If you can hesitate like a native Spanish speaker, that's gonna trick.
That was
like
so
9 out of 10 people.
Here's Matt Olson's instruction guide on how to not learn Spanish in 4 years. Okay, year one. You take your introductory Spanish from a native English speaker
mm-hmm.
who now teaches Spanish,
mm-hmm.
which is fine because
yeah.
you're not you're in the seventh grade. It's not like you're going to have class led in Spanish every day and be expected to just entirely hang in that mode. You can do that, certainly, but like it's not unreasonable to think like your first year, it'll be like a mix. Then years 2 and 3, native Spanish speaker from Spain. Very good. Very all about do as much as you can in Spanish. Very all about the song Camisa Negra, which I still at least know the melody to, if not most of the words.
Is that like a
tengo,
like a folk song? Or
tengo
is that
la camisa negra, porque negra tengo el alma.
Oh my God.
It's a fucking Juanes, right?
I don't know. Juanes, I've never heard it. Is it a Juanes song?
Yeah, I think it's Juanes.
It's a hot band.
Also, there's a song that we listened to that like is not famous at all called Camarero, which I just had the most 80s music video ever. Maybe I'll include a link to it in the description.
Yeah, dude, language class music videos are hot. We listened to this song in French, high school French. I think it's called Aida, and I still remember the chorus. And I remember the video takes place in this like maze. This dude's like running through this maze, like looking for Aida.
Camarero, which is, I think, waiter. It all takes place on the beach.
And that's a prime spot for music videos.
Gets weirder from there. Anyway, to end my instruction, the fourth year, you have the entire class in English, and there's, like, no pressure to, like, actually perform or speak Spanish at all, down to doing reports where the teacher encouraged us to go to Wikipedia and learn about, like, you know, famous, like, Spanish-speaking artists and stuff, but then give a report to the class in English.
Oh, my God.
And then I can't speak Spanish anymore.
Yeah, except for that teacher.
And a CSC.
As long as you can pull out those two things,
yeah,
you can go anywhere in the world.
Where to go from here, though, is the question. Where do we go in the wiki space?
So if only we could separate out language from the phrase second language acquisition, but that's not how links work.
That's not how links work.
Proficiency.
Boy. If only they knew the
knowledge.
If only we could get to the language of the youth.
Mind. Mind.
That's the attractive link to you, just to mind?
It's just the most, like, the broadest, like, most general thing.
All right.
I think this is, like, the furthest out that
let's
zoom
out. Let's become Stardust.
If you click on mind. If you really think about it, like, this is everything, you know?
We're there. We're at the mind now. I see a picture of a head, so we're definitely at the mind.
A picture of a head with his fucking eyes popping out.
It's kind of true. How's your mind right now?
My mind?
Where is
my mind?
Where is your mind?
It's in my head.
Okay. Are your feet in the air and your head on the ground? Try this trick and spin it? Yeah?
No, I'd say it's the other way around, yeah? Actually.
Your head will collapse? Because there's nothing in it. And
very
you
good.
Ask yourself.
Very good. Where is my mind?
¿Dónde estás mi?
Oh, that was a whoopsie.
What? Oh.
Estás. That's the wrong conjugation there.
Which one? ¿Dónde está? Está. Oh. Well, what if I'm schizophrenic?
And then things are different for you, I suppose.
Where are my minds?
No, you were asking, it's the second person, you were asking, like...
Oh, right. Oh,
referring
shit.
To
oh, that's not a plural thing,
your
right.
mind as you.
Oh, shit.
It's okay.
I'm sure there's still some kind of philosopher out there that can back up that conjugation.
As a legitimate...
As a conceptualization for the mind. Now, how's your mind doing? This
my
is
mind?
A mental,
no,
this
my,
is a mental
my,
health
my
check-in.
Mind's pretty good. How's your mind is what I want to know.
Just immediately turn it back on me. I'm okay.
You all right?
Yeah. A CSC.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about... Well, I keep saying I'm going to do this, and I think I'm going to do it real soon. I'm going to do the float tank.
Oh, my God. I could never.
In fact, maybe the week I do it, that should be the topic of the show. But
yeah,
I'm
that
gonna
sounds
do the float
good.
Tank.
I could fucking never do that. I need a constant stream of, like, Twitter and NPR into my brain, or I go insane.
Well, I think that for me, it's the opposite. I think I'm going insane because of that constant flow.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
it's
I mean,
made it so I can't read a fucking... You want to know where my mind is? I can't read a fucking book anymore. I can't just sit down and,
yeah,
like,
no,
read.
I feel that. That's too real. I feel that. I'm trying to unplug myself a little bit.
Trying to unplug, stop falling asleep to ASMR videos of people crinkling,
yeah,
bags
you,
and shit.
You gotta stop that. That's what you gotta stop, because...
Well, it's either that or fucking,
look,
Bob Ross.
Look, if the apocalypse happens... You're going to have to find somebody who's going to come into your room at night and like, rub little pieces of paper together and whisper softly for you. And there's not a lot of people that are going to want to do that.
I'm sure we can work out a trade.
Maybe you can, like, pay him in liquor.
That's why I've been stockpiling liquor and gasoline, okay?
Right.
So I can make sure I have sound sleep at,
yeah,
night.
You know, that's one strategy for preparing.
I'll sell myself to a very calming warlord.
That's one strategy for prepping is to just, you know, don't store food and water.
Talking about mind and mental health.
Sorry, I got off topic.
No,
here.
Do you know any preppers?
I kind of joined. I don't think I'm going to go anymore, but a mutual friend of ours organized a meetup group that was
yes,
talking about earthquake prep.
Right.
But man, The first, I was in the first meeting, and it was like cool. And then the second meeting, it was like, these people are like actual preppers. Oh, like okay. Real preppers. And I don't really want to be here anymore.
Okay. Let's not like understate that if the earthquake that is supposed to, the superquake
that will
or whatever,
sooner or later happen
on the West Coast, if it happens, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
But I think you're of the same mind I am, which is that you've grown up with this knowledge.
Yeah.
From a young age. And this is also revealing the state of my mind. If it happens and I'm fucked, I guess I don't care that much. Like, it'll suck, yeah, but like,
I mean,
that's the way the cookie and evidently the Earth's crust crumbles.
I'm not quite of the same mind. Like, I have been thinking that I should start like storing some cans up.
Look,
but here's
I
what
would,
I'm.
I would sooner, and maybe this talks about how much I discount my own future. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things I should do before I die in the superquake that mm-hmm. my time would better be spent doing than preparing for the superquake. So I'm just like set in case the earthquake happens so that I can then go like fucking get my driver's license after the fact or something. Like there's a lot of shit I should be devoting time to, like learning to swim. Like that'll also maybe help in the event of the superquake.
I have but, all like, these cans, but I can't drive a car.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like the only way to evacuate Portland is by car somehow. No, that wouldn't happen.
These cans have become my tomb. I live in a house made of tuna fish.
See? But you know what I mean. I should probably, like, I don't know.
Well, you know, I think there are a lot of productive...
Do that shit first.
I think there are a lot of productive uses for a person's time, you know?
Well, don't... Let's not get too deep in that hole, because...
I mean, you can do whatever you want to.
Fuck.
But let me just tell you, the last meeting of this group I went to, there, maybe the majority of the group, there were at least two guys there who believe that there's like a real possibility that North Korea could blow up a nuke above Portland, like above us, and cause an electromagnetic pulse, and then cell phones, like electronics, wouldn't work, and they're prepared for that. And it was just like, I don't think that's gonna happen,
dog. I don't
like I don't think that seems unlikely.
That's some real Call of Duty shit right there. Yeah. Okay? Like anyway,
like this sounds like a movie starring The Rock that you're describing.
Speaking of movies starring The Rock,
yeah, I know how you love that.
He's my big beefy boy. And guess what? 7 movies I got in a really shitty plastic tire this weekend.
The car ones.
I got The Fast and the Furious.
Uh-huh.
I got Too Fast, Too Furious.
Uh-huh.
I got The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
Uh-huh.
I got Fast and Furious. I got Fast 5.
Can we talk?
I got Furious 6. I got Furious 7. All of them extended editions.
Can we fucking talk about the naming choices for this franchise of films?
Yeah, because apparently the next one's gonna just be Fast 8.
Yeah, well, so now they're running out of parts of the title is the problem.
And the
they
get
right, they can't just call it And 9.
Yeah, I think
but this is kind of like what Tony Hawk has done, right?
In different, I guess, yeah, in different territories. I think 6 was like Fast and the Furious 6.
Really?
Or Fast and Furious 6. In other places, it was Furious 6. Like, 6 is the one that I'm not confident about.
In Singapore, it's just Fast and the Furious 1 through 7.
Fuck that.
Just straight up.
Fuck that. It loses all the nuance. How are you supposed to know there's drifting in the third one?
This one's a little bit faster than those other ones.
How are you
ones?
Supposed to know the third one's any different? It's got to have the colon Tokyo Drift.
Well, that one I understand because it's sort of separate, but... But just the fact that they chose to like dissect this title and put it like every possible permutation of where these words could go.
Here's one more revealing thing about my mind before I click on. Well, we'll talk about the link, but here's one more revealing thing about my mind. Here are the two hypest things I can imagine for Fast 8 right now. Okay.
Two hypest things.
Here's the two things that I want to see happen. This is maybe some minor Fast spoilers, but if you're not already
up
through.
Go.
S7. Okay. Number one, we just get like one or two characters, like bring back Bow Wow, like bring in some Tokyo Drift mm-hmm. characters into the main cast.
Yeah,
please.
It's time.
Please, it's time. I want to see that drifting. Similar note, and this would be in my Fast 8 script if I was writing the movie,
mm-hmm.
is that I would get Sung Kang, who plays Han
mm-hmm.
in the movies, to come back
yeah.
and play Han's identical twin,
oh.
who happens to be a rally racer, because they haven't really incorporated rally
yeah.
in the Fast and Furious movies. So it'd be like some like fucking Kurt Russell government type character tells Dominic Toretto, like, we're gonna get your family back together, and he's like, I got my family. And it's like, well, you're missing some members, and then be like, boom, Han's identical twin.
You know what, do you know what
also
I,
rally
do
racing.
You know what I thought you were gonna say?
What?
Bring back what's that guy's name? The actor.
What actor?
The actor that played Han. What's his name?
Oh, Sung Kang.
Bring back Sung Kang to play a clone of Han, and it fucking turns out that Han was like bred in a car racing, in a racer factory.
That's my X-Files Fast and Furious crossover.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to click on problem solving as our third step, because that's essentially what we do every week with this show.
That's true. That's a nice way of putting
it. I think it's associated with, if not video games, then definitely skating. Because what is
a board with wheels under you other than a problem?
Yeah, what is a sick rail to grind if not a problem to be solved?
Yep. What is a rail if not a problem to be grinded upon?
Ooh, we're just poets over here. Give us the genius grants.
Problem solving.
If you win a genius grant in like 20, 25 years,
yeah,
what do you think it's gonna be for?
Like, for me personally, what would it be for?
Yeah.
What would I most dearly wish it to be for, or like realistically, what do I think it's gonna be for?
You can give a different answer for both, because I was thinking about today. I was like, I don't think I am even on the path to be qualified by an outside body as a genius at anything.
Okay, that's outside of the equation, because like I don't think that about myself either.
Sure, but then I was like, then I was playing the same game where it's just like, okay, is this what like I could do, or the thing that I would want to be a genius?
Like,
for?
Okay, so like realistically, I'm gonna say like writing something that's really good,
okay.
that like examines some social issue and like does a really good job of it.
Yeah.
What do I most dearly wish it to be for? I'm gonna say
podcasting, right?
Right, podcasting. No, what do I like really wish inside? Come back to me. What's
okay.
your thing?
Oh, well, my whole fucking like existential crisis at the bus stop today
mm-hmm.
was that not only did I conclude that I'm not on the path to that kind of level of rigor in my personal pursuits,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't even imagine what it was I would want to be or could conceivably end up
no way.
Doing. Yeah. I had a real crisis of self there. Where I was like, "What do I do?
Whoa.
What is my function?"
Well, that's dark.
Getting deep. You know what my function is? Making quips about the new Tony Hawk game. So that my brother can listen and guffaw, and then be like on Twitter, be like, "That was a really funny episode." I'll be like, "Stop giving me compliments on the internet. It's awkward and weird." Today I thought that my mom followed me on Twitter. And I texted her to be like, look, you're just signing up for garbage. And then I realized she was following the account for the other podcast I do. And I was logged into that account and saw it. And I was like, well, I didn't have to apologize.
Your mom has a Twitter?
She just made a Twitter, I think, to follow that account. Yeah, it has an egg avatar and everything. I think she's following a couple other things that she's into. So it like makes sense. Like,
okay.
If I was 15, I'd be like, don't get on social media, mom. But I'm not 15. I'm a fucking grown-up, and my parents are grown-ups, too. They can do what they want.
Here's my dearest wish. I got it.
Your genius wish.
My genius wish for myself.
Okay.
I'm going to take fan fiction fucking mainstream. And I'm gonna write a Harry Potter fan fiction
that's so good.
It's going to be on the best New York Times bestseller list, and it's going to be just a critical success, and people are going to be crazy about it, and they're going to realize that fan fiction was a legitimate art form all this time.
Yeah, Virgil didn't fucking convince him. How many times a week do I bust out Virgil
was a fan fiction writer?
Yeah, because I feel like it comes up a lot, and maybe it's
in your life.
I think I've said it on this podcast.
For me, the only times it comes up are on this podcast.
I'm a broken record when it comes to that, but it's so fucking true.
It's definitely true, but...
Try to read the Aeneid with a straight face after you realize that he just was, like, fawning over Homer
right,
the entire time.
No, of course it's a fan fiction. It's definitely true. But how do we know that Homer wasn't also a fan fiction writer?
Shit.
We have no idea.
The foundations of Western... Western literature.
Well, the foundations
are all...
of Western literature.
Sorry.
It's all just fan fiction.
It's all just fan fiction.
Okay.
That's why you gotta get in on that Eastern canon, son. Problem solving.
Yeah.
There's a problem to solve. How do we get to that?
Nobody has fans over there. Everyone hates everything. All right. Okay, computer science.
Ooh, okay.
Should we go there?
Well, wait, is that just the... It's just computer science. I thought you were going to scroll down to like a section about computer science, but you just found the link to computer science.
I found a link. Should we go there?
I'm a little hesitant.
You're hesitant? Why?
Is it going to be like, welcome to Code Camp, computer science? Or is it going to be like Alan Turing, beeps and boops, changing bits around
like
computer science,
like,
Enigma code shit?
Like,
or is it going to be
this
both?
Is my line of reasoning, Matt. A GameCube is a computer, and so...
Okay, I like this already. Let's just click computer science.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you fucked up?
I fucking slipped.
You made the biggest... Oh, this is the first time this happened, isn't it? This is a show first,
yeah,
everybody.
God damn it.
Caitlin's finger slipped, and now we're on the page for artificial intelligence, which also, I think, not a bad choice.
Yeah, there's AI in games.
You just played Thug 2.
I used to be an adventurer like you until I took an arrow in the knee. AI.
Are you fucking kidding
Ladies
me?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nope. All right. I want you to just stand up.
No.
Don't bump the mic on your way out.
I'm going to stand up.
And leave.
Fuck off.
I can't believe
this is this is my microphone that I'm talking into.
Actually, it's not. That one's mine.
Oh,
I'm talking
shit.
To your microphone. nice one, Caitlin. You see, resurrecting that almost decade-old meme? Wait, no. I guess not. It's like 5 years
no,
old.
No, it's... Yeah, not even. It's
I thought
than,
it was... Sorry.
It's like two or 3 years old.
For a second, I thought it was Oblivion, not Skyrim.
Yeah, because you don't play those games. Loser.
Oh, I'm the loser? You just made the fucking arrow to the knee joke.
That joke
in
is 2015. Cool. That's just... It's circled back around. That's how comedy works.
That's not how comedy works.
Definitely,
not
definitely is, though.
Things that are bad when they start...
No, it was funny. Here's the
funny
thing. It was funny in the game because it was like... It was funny because it would happen so much that it was like... A little joke. When it was like a little private joke for me, it was funny.
It was like a portal cake thing.
Right. But when it got put on YouTube, it ceased being funny. But now it's circled back around.
I don't...
Okay. So...
Beg to differ. Also, I want to level a complaint here.
Okay.
We got on the page for artificial intelligence, and then your thought goes to fucking Skyrim?
No. Yeah.
Those games
about
have
the
most... Dirt fucking, like, Fallout games included,
uh-huh.
Those enemies are dumb as rocks.
Okay.
They're dumber
fine.
Than rocks.
That's fine.
If you programmed a rock and put it in a
What's
game, it'd
favorite,
be a bigger challenge.
What? Name me a game that has a really smart AI in it.
A game that has real, real smart AI. I think actually I gotta go with a little pat response here.
Mm-hmm.
First Halo is still pretty on point.
Ugh.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Okay. At least that game had 30 seconds of fun, unlike the entire... that's a thing. They had this whole talking up... They would talk up the gameplay loop of that game,
uh-huh.
Where you would enter an encounter.
And it'd be 30 seconds of fun.
Well, yeah. They were trying to nail like the general 30 seconds,
uh-huh.
Such that you could repeat that for the length of a game and have it be fun.
Huh.
Like, any game is a gameplay loop. It's not like you play...
Right.
It's not like you start up Super Mario and it's just like, shit, it's always different.
All...
Like,
yeah.
It can be built up, it can be expanded on, but you gotta nail, like, the loop.
Hmm.
So that's the 30 seconds of fun.
Hmm.
Now, if you'll let me finish my sick burn...
Okay, go ahead.
30 seconds is infinitely more fun than fucking Elder Scrolls
oh.
has in the whole series. Get owned.
Mic drop.
0 seconds of fun. I'm out.
Don't drop my mic, though.
I'm not going to drop your mic. Okay. I feel really bad.
So now we're...
We're on artificial intelligence.
We're on artificial
Games
intelligence.
Have those. I was going to ask you. You just played Thug recently. Don't the
Thug 2.
Don't the Tony Hawk games kind of have fucking dirt AI? Like, I never had a problem winning at a competition ever. And they should just be able to do tricks and get points. And they can't. They would run into walls and shit. Right?
Yeah, so... I played that game recently. All I did was, like, fuck around as single player. I didn't, like, start the campaign or anything.
Did you collect letters? Were there even letters to collect?
No, there weren't letters to collect.
Well, that's a serious decline right there. You can't spell skate.
Are there letters to collect? There might be. There probably are somewhere in the game. I didn't want to save a new file to my Wii. Mm. And so I just...
Shit, that was a Wii game.
Damn. No. It was a GameCube game.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have a fucking GameCube.
I still have a GameCube somewhere.
You do?
Yeah. You know what? Remembering the collect skate and collect combo.
Mm-hmm.
You know I made a video game once, right?
Did you?
I went to... This is going to make my Code Camp snide comment from earlier sound real fucking silly.
Uh-huh.
When I was 16,
uh-huh.
I went to a 2-week long... game making camp.
A game jam.
Nope, not a game jam, because that would require that you...
Oh, you would already have
shit.
To know how.
This was a class put on at the local game school that shared...
The local game school?
Look, it shared its campus with Nintendo.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, it's the local game school. It's the only one, I think. Well, that's probably not true.
Probably
every fucking community college there now has a games program. So... 2-week long summer class. I was a little too old for it. Like, I was one of the oldest kids, not the oldest.
Uh-huh.
There were some 18-year-olds there.
There were some kids at heart there.
Yeah. That's a great euphemism for it. They were kids at heart. There was actually this one, this is a super cool kid. I think he was a year older than me, who came all the way out there from Spain.
Oh my god.
He was super jazzed to be there. He fucking flew out
to study on the Nintendo campus.
But it was super basic shit for 2 weeks. The first week was all just you follow the instructions in the booklet in the program they give you, and you make Pong, you make Breakout, you make a platformer, and most of the shit's already done for you.
Uh-huh.
But then the second week they're just all right, make something, and then we'll have a showcase at the end. Just make your own thing. We're here for help. It was all the university students running the thing for the summer.
Yeah.
So I made a platformer where you collected letters.
Ugh.
And those were your points. But the thing was that you had to collect the letters in the right order to actually spell something to get any points.
Oh.
So the first level.
That's not great.
I remember the first level was, that was the whole point. It was a puzzle game.
Oh, okay.
And I was trying to make it kind of difficult to actually spell a word once you figured out what it was you were going to spell.
Uh-huh.
So the first level, the letters were T, C, and A. So uh-huh. For maximum points, you would spell act or cat.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. And then I was a dick, and there were 10 levels, and by from level 5 onwards, the maximum scoring word was always something that I found in the torn out pages of the thesaurus, words
you
no
fuck.
One knows.
You fuck.
So you could get a high score on the game, but I was trying to make it so that it would be hard to get a high score on the game.
Uh-huh.
You would have to have a strategy guide, basically, to do that.
I have to have a strategy guide, i.e. a dictionary.
Right.
Be able to spell
a dictionary.
Ytterbium.
And the problem-solving skills to actually figure out, how to find the appropriate word. Also, the gameplay skills to collect it.
Was it
in the right order?
What were the mechanics of this game?
I want to say that there were some kind of obstacles. If there weren't, I just made some really hard jumps.
Uh-huh.
For some of it. And there was always low-hanging fruit. I also would do this shitty thing where in the level, maybe there were 10 letters.
Yeah.
But 5 would be arranged in such a way that I was trying to be you could just spell this word and give up, you loser.
Mm.
And that would just immediately cash in the points. You couldn't redo. You
so
would just start a new run.
It's a game of Ghost.
Yeah, kind of. But What the? There was one other fucking. Oh yeah. So I ended up making this fucking like educational game, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Essentially,
I suppose it was that's like, what you're describing. Yeah.
Spell words better, and it's fun.
Matt's spelling blaster.
But think about like how much have you programmed? Have you ever programmed?
No, not in zero.
I've programmed a little.
Uh-huh.
And this is maybe why I don't program anymore. This is my first experience with it. And I asked like the college TAs, and I'm just like, hey, so this is my idea for my game. You spell words. How do I make it so that the computer knows when you spell the word? And they're like, well, you have to, ideally, if you were smart or if we had the time to help you, you would hook it into this thing called the library, and the library would just be a list of all English words.
Uh-huh.
And it would check against that list to see if you spell the word, and they'd be like, you did, and you'd be golden. But you can't do that. You don't have the power. So instead, what you have to do is
like
you have to.
You're not smart enough at coding.
Well, also, I think there wasn't like an easy way to.
There
hook
wasn't
that
a computer
into the,
with a dictionary in it.
There wasn't an easy way to hook that into the engine we were all given.
Uh-huh.
This is a long story, because I want to get to the part that really fucking sucks.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is that for every level, like my deviousness was offset by the fact that I had to come up with a list of. What I thought were
an exhaustive list of anagrams.
All the fucking words you could spell out of the letters I used.
Oh, no.
And then put those in concatenated strings, which meant like, in quotation marks, like A plus quotation marks, C plus quotation marks, T equals act. And I would have to do that for every fucking
That's
variation
terrible.
Across the entire
game. But not even all the anagrams, but like partial anagrams of a given word. That fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm. So like if it was like 8 letters, there was like, you know, 12 or more even fucking like 3-letter words you could spell always, and I had to put all those in. And so most of my playtesting became people being like, you could spell this smaller word, and I'm like, fuck you, I have to go add that now.
Yeah, that blows. Should I click on computer science now?
Out of artificial intelligence? Is there not a video game subsection for artificial intelligence?
No, there's not. There's a toys subsection.
Oh my god.
The Furby.
The Furby?
That was just a demon inside it.
That was just a demon. Everyone knows that.
Everybody knows. Okay. Computer science? Computer science.
Yeah. Me all are you. Computer science.
Okay.
I love you. Furby. 666.
Yeah.
Kill your parents.
Yeah, Furby. You're not fooling anybody, Satan.
Aw. Satan dejected. My Furby plan didn't work.
Wow, what a wonderful range of computer science applications were shown in this first image. There's the letter lambda.
Okay,
there's a bar graph, there's a mouse, and there's a teapot.
To be clear, I'm pretty sure the lambda is referencing the lambda calculus, which is like a fundamental
lambda calculus.
Fundamental computer programming thing. And then, yeah, there's like an Excel graph. It's actually more complicated than that. A fucking 3D teapot. And then a mouse, which I guess
That's
is just
like,
there for...
I wouldn't even...
I guess the mouse
is
just...
This is what computer... This is how you do computer.
Yeah, the mouse is just
click
like...
Click mouse.
Here's how computer interface...
Plug in wire, click computer... Click, click, button, scroll.
Can you even imagine being so old that you used to interact with computers without a mouse? Can you imagine that?
No, but there's a great moment in King of the Hill, like an old King of the Hill, where Hank tries to use Peggy's computer. And to use it, what he does is he picks up the mouse and points it at the computer as if it's a remote and clicks the mouse button. And it's just such a beautiful moment.
Isn't there a scene in one of the Star Trek movies where Scotty picks up a computer mouse and then talks in it?
It's entirely possible. I would love that if that were the case.
Now picture, dear listeners, my King of the Hill Star Trek crossover fanfic where both Scotty and Hank Hill don't know how computers work.
Is Hank on the Starship Enterprise or is Scotty in Arlen, Texas?
Okay, here's how it is. I think is it The Voyage Home? Which is the Star Trek one where they go back to 1980.
Oh, I don't know. The movies?
Yeah.
I don't know the movies.
Okay. Well, it's that one. Only instead of going back to 1980 San Francisco,
they go back to
1999
Arlen,
Texas.
Yeah.
You could see Kirk kicking it in the lineup there along the fence. We're gonna boldly go where no man has gone before.
I tell you, the Megalomart. We both tried to make different jokes there.
Yeah, I like that. I think that I tell you what is a better punch. If we could go back in time, if we could slingshot ourselves around a sun and go back in time and make one goof, yours is better.
Thank you. I appreciate that. There's a whole section in this article called The Great Insights of Computer Science. Don't you just love that?
I mean, the biggest insight is that we probably all live in a computer simulation, right?
Oh my God, don't fucking talk to me about that. I hate that, Matt. I hate it so much.
How does a prepper prepare
for the possibility that they're just a pixel in somebody's simulation?
Yeah. How do they prepare for the eventuality where that becomes, where that is found to be fact? And then they have to assert their own...
You have to just
life outside of the simulation.
You have to just kill yourself. That's the only way. It's the only way to escape the Matrix.
Fuck. It's real dark.
I'm serious. That like theory of reality just depresses me so much.
I don't know.
I would like literally. I know we've talked about solipsism, if not on the show, then just together
in our lives. Talks. Yeah.
I would almost prefer to live in a solipsistic universe and like be a thing that actually exists. Like as a real consciousness than live in a computer program. Like that's how strongly I feel about that.
I'm kind of like more of the just like shrug your shoulders thing, where it's just like, look, it's not even like it's not even the Matrix is the thing though.
Uh-huh.
Because that's like you're a fucking flesh battery, whatever. And maybe the one is actually Agent Smith. Who knows? Have you heard that? It's a theory.
What if that is that a fan theory?
That's a fan theory. Is that that there have been multiple ones and that Agent Smith was
one of them. I didn't know that. Yeah, I knew the fan theory that there have been a bunch of ones. I mean, that's like I think fairly apparent,
I could party down with that.
I didn't know that Agent Smith.
Keep in mind, I've not seen the second or third Matrix movies.
Right. I mean, it's actually like fairly explicit. There have been multiple people calling themselves the one that like the Matrix has had to like reset before. Because somebody like Neo has come along and like messed it up.
Well, I mean, fucking statistics, right?
You'll
hook up the entire human race to your computer program,
right? One of them's gonna get some funny ideas.
One of them's gonna be a fucking pro gamer, okay? Yeah. One of them's gonna be able to like make headshots materialize out of nowhere. A headshot isn't a noun like that. It's just like they have
make
these nice
headshots
glossy.
Appear.
They have these nice glossy photos. Out of nowhere.
Headshots. Headshots for everybody.
If I am a computer program, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's not too bad. Because it doesn't mean, like, I don't see that as necessarily impacting free will. It's just like, it's just a constraint on it where it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Much like I'm constrained to only doing things that I'm, like, physically capable of unless I want to go to, like, unless I want to fucking go out to the playa for a week and like trip ayahuasca and be a Burning Man shitlord who thinks I can ascend at will.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's just like, I feel
that's like not what we were talking about.
I feel like people who aren't living every day aware of the constraints put upon them in life.
Aware of the fact that
yet who are just like free will, like I can do whatever, and it's like you fucking can't from the outset. Like we have limitations.
Yeah, no, that's not my problem with it though. So maybe the solipsism thing is like the wrong alternative to use, because I guess my problem with it is I like having a meat body.
And like, oh, you want this to be a real
I want stuff to be made of stuff.
This can't be polygons
and not
for
pixels.
You.
No, yeah. Polygons.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what? If we are polygons, we're really getting a short shrift here, because I still have to fucking like either like get plastic surgery, or at the very least I have to like, you know, cultivate a look. I have to like put in effort and buy clothes and stuff. I can't just second life and be a vampire or something.
Right.
I can't just like poof, look at me, I'm the Master Chief. Like I can't do that.
Yeah, so see, the constraints of this program do bother you a little bit.
I guess so. If I'm
and
a fucking program.
Okay, and here's the other thing that I don't like about the computer program thing.
Why can't I be Tony Hawk?
why the fuck am I not? Why,
why can't
not,
I do? Why can't I do a 900?
This is bullshit. I'm gonna go ahead and click on video games.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
That's
on the artificial intelligence page. Thankfully.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh my god.
Wait, were we on the artificial? No, we were on the computer
science
page.
Computer
Sorry.
Science
okay,
page.
So that's, this is another
look,
step.
Look. Classifications. There's two kinds of games. Do you know what they are?
Oh, fuck you, Wikipedia. Casual games and serious games.
I'm a casual. I would say I'm a proud casual.
I think I care a lot about video games.
Would you say you're a casual?
But I'm a fucking casual.
Is that how you self-identify?
I'm a casual. If I have to be one or the other?
Yeah.
Because I... No.
If you got to pick a side.
I'm a casual, and I'm not a gamer.
Yeah. You're just casual. You're just cash Matt. That's just
mm-hmm.
who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. I'm sorry. There's a picture of a fucking arcade driving game at the top of the page.
Yeah.
I'm trying real hard to figure out whether or not it's the Tokyo Drift game.
Can I enlarge it? I'm going to enlarge it.
Enlarge it, please.
Is
it's
the
Tokyo,
Tokyo
Drift
game!
I just blew out the whole audio recording on
and
that
these,
one.
These two little girls are just having the best time. They're having the time of their lives.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be that I would bring up my Fast and Furious Blu-ray collection and then we would see this image. God, I'm going to have to do some real editing magic on that to make that not sound like the worst second of audio ever.
Just insert like a car horn over your voice. Man, I was going to say something before you blew out the
Flipped
sound
out.
There.
What were you, something about video games?
Oh yeah,
casuals.
I was going to say, did you watch the UN panel?
Oh,
with Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn on it.
I did not watch that. I did not know that was like streamable.
Oh yeah, you can go on you can go on the UN website and watch fucking anything. It's like C-SPAN.
Weird.
It's for you. You live in a nation. You live in one of the nations. Have a stream.
How can you? All right. Maybe we may never know if we live in a computer simulation.
Yeah.
But I feel like we have to be able to crack the nut of how people can still be online harassing people like Zoe Quinn when they're at the UN. They won.
Dog, let me tell you. No, listen. This is what happened. I was like tweeting about this and I made some tweet. I did some tweet that was to the effect of like,
I hope you didn't actually use the hashtag.
No. Okay. I don't use the hashtag. I know to stay away from that, but people still find your shit. I tweeted something like, Gamergate, you can say you're not about misogyny, but you know who sees through your shit is the United Nations. And I shit you not, two different people found that tweet and one guy responded to it and was like, Oh, yeah, the body that has Saudi Arabia on the human rights board.
Man, these fools are all so
like,
good at
they're
arguments.
They're just on Twitter, like, looking for people that use the words gamer and the word gate. Like,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing? What are they doing?
They're clearly not thinking about the important issues like we are, like whether or not we're ever going to get genius grants in whether or not that if we're computers or not.
I mean,
they don't expend their brain energy on useful things like we do.
At least
they
we're
just
like,
hate.
At least we're like here having a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
We're not just like fucking harassing people on Twitter because we searched the same three words over and over again. Yeah, I think we're doing quite well. I don't even need a genius grant now. I feel so good about myself right now.
The thing about the hashtags is that I didn't even realize that you could find stuff on Twitter by searching for words that were not hashtagged. Like, I didn't know that Twitter worked that way.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's probably because you said United Nations and then they were just all over that
shit.
They're
just trolling for people who are talking about the United Nations.
Yeah, for probably like that whole day.
Maybe it wasn't even a Gamergate guy. Maybe it was just
somebody who hates
the UN.
Hates the UN. It could be.
I mean, I think there's probably a lot of overlap in those two groups, TBH.
We got 5 minutes.
Okay, we
got
to get to this. Console game.
Ooh, I don't know. Is there not like a genres list of like sports games?
Genres, films, books, shooter game. MMORPG
Shit.
Setting. That's a trap right there. There's a main article, video game genre. Oh, you need to go to Serious Games. That's where you need to go.
I don't want to click on the link to Serious Game.
But do you know what the definition is, actually?
It's just simulators.
Right. I didn't realize
educational
that.
Games. Oh, shit. Okay.
That's okay. I'm into that.
You mean boring.
Do you think
games.
That Moon game, do you think Moonbase Alpha counts as a serious game?
I never played Moonbase Alpha.
I didn't either. I just watched the videos of other people playing it. And they had a heck of a time.
Okay. Let's click on console games. Okay. Why not? What's your favorite console?
Nintendo 64.
Yeah, I should have seen that coming.
Classic.
You won't ever stray from that.
Nope. What's your favorite? It's got so many hits. Got Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. It's got my favorite Mario Kart game ever.
If I have to think, okay.
And it's got Star Wars Pod Racer, which is a great game, which is the only good thing to come out of the prequel Star Wars movies.
I think if there's a system with games that you can't fucking have this, like, ignore re-releases, okay? Like, uh-huh. You can play any Nintendo game ever on any of, like, almost like from the GameCube onwards, on any of the subsequent consoles, it's come out again.
Yeah.
And that's like, whatever. Fuck
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
It's not the real thing. If the games were confined to the consoles they came out on originally. And mm-hmm. this game, like, Mortal Kombat came out on, like, 10 different consoles when it came out. So, like, you can get it on any of those consoles.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you were to lose a single video game console and all the games with it, and you just never get that back.
Yeah.
Most devastating, I think, would be the Super Nintendo. Because...
Well, are you talking about... So if you lose all the Super Nintendo games, does Mario just die out and none of the subsequent Mario games
exist?
No.
I mean, if there was, like, a fucking... Like, there are video game preservationists who are trying to make sure that, like, situations like this on a smaller scale don't happen.
We can't let this happen.
Yeah. But, like, imagine if just tomorrow you couldn't get a Super Nintendo or play any Super Nintendo games.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's
worse...
Well, no,
order of magnitude than the N64.
I think that's probably a fair argument, but for me personally, losing the N64 games would be way more devastating.
I think I'm only thinking about this because I would, like, care more about the Super Nintendo. I never had one, but it had Super Metroid on it. That's all you need to tell me, okay? Uh-huh. That's all you need to tell me. I might have played that shit on a computer, but look, it has a home, and that home is sacred. Anyway, that's
okay.
My rant.
So we have a... We have a fork in the road here.
But.
So we can click on video game consoles and, like, fuck around in there. And, like, you know, presumably this is a list of, like, all the different consoles. Or we can take a risk. Do you have any idea whether any of the Tony Hawk games are best-selling video games?
I think they are, but I thought you were going to say the list that's listed on the page right underneath that. List of gaming topics.
Okay, so we have a triple fork, I suppose.
List of gaming topics, because I want to see
what... You think that's the best one?
I want to see what the weirdest thing that ranks as its own gaming topic is.
Prediction. Go.
Oh, the weirdest... Okay, fuck.
The worst or the weirdest?
The weirdest. And I think, home decoration. They just came out with a fucking Animal Crossing that's not the rest of the game.
It's entirely home decoration based.
There's not even progression.
Category.
You just decorate people's homes. You don't unlock shit. It's just, like, all the furniture's there, and they tell you, like, I want this
it's
shit
all
there,
just there
and that shit there, and you
that's
decorate someone's
thing?
Home, and then you're done. Yeah.
That sounds kind of lame, but I have to say, a really great game was this game Cooking Mama, where all you did was prepare a recipe according to Mama's directions.
I think the home decoration is a touch. I was thinking cooking too, but that's like, the home decoration is a touch more than that, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
This is not, we should have hovered over that link because this is not what I thought it was going to be.
It's
outline of video games.
It's just topics related to video games on Wikipedia. Fuck.
God damn it. Why didn't we see this?
We should know
See,
now.
There's video game genres. Should we
okay,
click on that?
Okay. Wait. No, look. I think there's genres already listed on the page.
Action game, beat 'em up, fighting game, platform game, shooter game.
Just keep doing that thing.
Wait, you have to scroll up a little bit. I lost my place.
You don't have to...
Okay, shooter game, action-adventure game, open world, stealth game, role-playing game, action role-playing game, simulation game, sports game.
Oh, thank God.
Boom.
Sports game. Please, please take us home.
Not to be confused with electronic sports.
Don't you fucking dare click on electronic sports. They're telling you not to.
It's a common misconception.
So it's not a mechanical bull type situation.
Isn't skating an electronic sport?
No, it's not. Are you fucking riding on a battery-powered skateboard? Marty McFly?
Okay, let's see. Extreme sports enters into the mainstream. And... Tony Hawk's Pro Skater!
Thank you.
Boom.
Christ.
Got to it. Right on time?
We got to that.
Right on time.
We didn't have a like last minute panic too bad about it either. It's so good. All right, let me count. From interface position onward, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 steps.
Not bad.
Listeners, you can fact check that, and I will not respond. Caitlin might, but I won't.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
It's not bad time. Well, this has been a fun episode, I think.
Yeah, here we are.
I think we, you know what? I think we carried a successful combo.
All the way through?
All the way through that episode.
I think that's fair.
And now we've unlocked a special Taco Bell sponsored skate park. Grab a chalupa. Spell chalupa.
Spell chalupa. You are a skateboarding chihuahua. Go.
I do have to say, at least the product placement, to my knowledge, and Tony Hawk has never gotten so bad, that's been like, spell monster.
God, I want to say they've done shit like that, though. I want to say that in the Underground games, they, like, there was Monster Energy drink, like...
I'm sure,
as a power up or some shit.
I'm sure you could collect it, and it was all over the fucking place. But I don't think they've gone as far as
they don't make you spell it
in the new game. In the new game, all the timers are branded with Nixon watches.
Oh my god,
it's fucking stupid.
In your spelling game, once that blew up, that was going to be the whole thing. Was just spelling brands.
Yeah, every level that came out, it was just going to be like, Nivea. Yeah. I got it. That was a really easy level. It's a good thing it was free. Think about it, though, if I made that game real and then you just got like, you just increased your overall score every time.
Yeah.
You just had a high scoreboard.
Yeah.
And like achievements.
Uh-huh.
People would fucking go ape shit.
Yeah.
People love it.
People love competitive spelling.
I'm gonna code that game tomorrow, release
it
on the App Store,
and
quit.
This is your genius grant, Matt. This is it.
There we go. We figured it out.
Revolutionizing games. Revolutionizing spelling quizzes.
When I have reinvented the game of games, you'll still be able to find me on Twitter at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. Spell it right.
Dude,
that's the name of my fucking game.
Spell it right. Oh! Matt Olson, spell it right.
Blew out the audio again.
And as for me, I'm on Twitter. I'm called at bestkbest. BESTKBEST.
When Caitlin gets her genius grant, she will change her Twitter to be her real name.
Yeah, I'll be verified. I'll just be Caitlin Best. That'll be it.
But because you'll get the grant, you will still be the best of the Kabests.
I'll always be the best of the Kabests. I got that on lock.
You're the best Kabest in my heart.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
This has been Can You Get to That? And this is the part where I put the end music over it. Do 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 do